a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his, three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Something.
Why are we watching this awful beauty contest? Because he's got the remote control. Oh, give me that.
Hey, get out of here. You girls should be interested in this. Just look on it as a self-improvement course.
Do you think of women purely as sex objects?
Of course not. I like their intelligence, too.
Oh. And now, Miss Soybean.
Just look at the brains on that one.
I don't see why they got a sash big enough to fit her. Well, I think it's degrading.
Chrissy, give me that.
Oh, no. I'd like to see men parading up and down like that.
Yeah.
Anything to oblige. Ladies and ladies, welcome to the first annual Mr. Male Chauvinist Pig Contest of 1978.
Ta-da!
And here we have the very lovely and talented Mr. Pico Boulevard. Looking absolutely stunning in his pair of filthy jeans. And we'd like to thank Filthy Jeans for lending them to him. First of all, deportment.
He ought to be deported. I'll get it.
Honey, I'm up. Oh, hi, Mr. Rose.
Went out on a date?
Mr. Roper? What can we do for you?
Well, it's about the garden.
What garden?
My garden.
You mean that jungle out behind the garages?
There's a terrific garden out there underneath all those weeds. And anyway, I thought your kids should have the use of it.
For what, safaris?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Mrs. Roper's been nagging me about it. I mean, she's really gone nuts since she's taken this flower arranging course.
Oh, and now she'd like some homegrown flowers to arrange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there could be a terrific lawn out there, you know, once you've cleared it and got rid of it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, once we've cleared it?
Oh, I thought you'd volunteer for the job.
Why would we do that?
Let me put it this way. Who would get the most pleasure out of the garden?
You would.
Who would enjoy the exercise?
Not us.
Who can't afford a raise in the rent?
Mr. Roper, there's a word for the sort of threat you just made.
Yeah, what's that?
Effective.
Good. Then you'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, goodbye weekend.
That garden is right out of Tarzan of the Apes.
It is a little overgrown.
A little? Chrissy, there are pockets of Japanese in there who don't know the war is over.
Garden helping the kids instead of in here fooling around with that homemade beer.
Don't scoff, Ellen. If this beer turns out all right, I can sell some to the Regal Beagle.
And poison half of Santa Monica?
Ellen, this is pure stuff. I mean, everything that touches this beer has been sterilized.
So that's your problem.
tell you one thing you never have to worry about, Helen. Your tongue getting rusty.
Come on, Stanley. When are we going to get a chance to sample this marvelous potion of yours, anyway?
Well, the batch I made 2 weeks ago should be ready just about now.
Is that why the bottles keep exploding? I don't know why you started this silly nonsense anyway.
It's not nonsense. It's my hobby. It's better than that stupid flower arranging course you're going to.
Flower arranging is not stupid. It's artistic.
It's effeminate.
Well, I'm supposed to be effeminate. Just like you're emasculate. Oh, you know what this arrangement needs is something tall and green and prickly.
How about your mother?
Bitten to death by bugs.
Oh, I know. Me too, Chrissy.
Hey, Jack, where did you put that insect repellent? Jack? Jack? Jack?
Yo! Oh!
What are you doing there?
I dropped the insect repellent.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, it was under a pile of bugs. They love this stuff. Anyway, what do you want me to... What did I say?
Oh, nothing. It was a mosquito.
Oh.
Hey, Jonah.
Look, a caterpillar.
Oh, thank you.
No,
thank you very much.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want me to do?
Oh, I just thought of something.
Huh?
Maybe there's rats in here.
Chrissy, there are no rats in here.
Oh, good.
They all got eaten by the snakes.
Killed Roper's garden hoe.
Let me see.
Jack. Oh, Chrissy, what do you want to do? Where'd you put the rake?
It's over there somewhere.
Thank you.
Oh, good, you found it. Listen, while you're down there, Jack, would you get me the rake?
Peachy.
Great. Here, take this. Come over here by Chrissy. See those big weeds right down there?
Yeah.
I want you to dig all those up and make sure you get way down to the roots.
All right. Yeah. Chrissy?
Hmm?
Did I just stick this fork through your foot?
No.
Oh.
Here's the first batch.
Did you remember to put in the eye of newt and tongue of bat?
Can you spare them? Boy, this is going to be great.
Great, yeah. Like when you painted the bathtub last month?
Can't you forget about that?
Well, you could have told me before I got in it.
You should have seen your face when you stuck to the bottom.
It wasn't my face I was worried about. Do you know it took me a whole week to get all of that paint off?
I told you. Told you to use a Brillo pad.
Come on, Stanley, pour the beer. Let's have a look at what's going to put Budweiser out of business.
Smells all right, I think. Here, taste.
No way. It's got little things swimming around.
Those are hops.
Okay, so it has little things hopping around.
Here we go.
Where do you keep your insurance policies, then?
Helen, you know this is good? It's got kind of a nutty flavor.
Should have. Look who made it.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, hi, kids.
Hi.
Listen, we have done all we can for today. We'll finish up tomorrow.
Oh, good, good.
Aren't you going to give them something for all the work they did?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, have some beer.
No, thank you. I like beer I can see through.
Well, how's it quite settled yet? How about you, Jack? You look like you could use a nice cold beer.
You're so right.
Stanley made it himself.
I strained it through a pair of Helen's stockings.
Oh. My best pair.
How do you like it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's... Excuse me. Seeds. It's a little strong, but, you know, it's not bad.
Well, here, take two bottles up with you.
Yeah?
Oh, Chrissy, those are really pretty. Did you find them in the garden?
Oh, yeah. They're growing wild.
Oh, you know, these are exactly what I need for my flower arrangement. Would it be okay if I take a couple of them?
Oh, sure. Here, take
oh,
these.
Thanks. You know, we're having an arts and crafts exhibition at school, and who knows? Maybe I'll win a prize.
Oh, I think we better go wash up. Mrs. Roper, honey, good luck at your flower exhibition. Let me know if I can help you.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
I hope you win.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, thanks for the suds. A millimeter to the left and I would have lost this toe.
It's only bruised. Well, I gotta go over to Marilyn's. I promised I'd help her move this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
Hey, Janet. Hmm? On your way back, see if you can pick me up a packet of assorted toes.
Boy, anyone would think you were mortally wounded.
Chrissy, this happens to be my favorite toe. This is the little piggy that went to market. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
You're up early. It's only noon.
Yeah, well, I was worrying about that $5 I owe you.
You don't owe me $5.
I will when you lend it to me.
No way.
Oh, come on, Jack. You wouldn't want me worrying myself sick over nothing, would you?
All right, Larry, here. Just take it, take it.
Jack?
I have no resistance left, Chrissy. My toe is dying.
Make it $10. I'll send a wreath.
Look out. Where did you get that?
Oh, they're from Roper's garden.
Yeah? You know what you've got here, don't you?
Wildflowers. I don't know what they're called, though.
I do. They're called cannabis.
Really? Oh, that's pretty.
That's marijuana.
What?
Pot.
Oh, Chrissy, toe! Toe!
I didn't know a marijuana plant looked like that.
What'd you expect? Clusters of ready-rolled joints?
Well, what was it doing in Mr. Roper's garden anyway?
Well, you know, Chrissy, the wind could have blown the seeds from anywhere, or birds could have carried them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just stick to that story. I'm sure any jury in the world will believe you.
Jury?
You can get a year in jail for having those plants.
Oh.
A year? Well, what are we going to do?
What do you mean we?
Officer, I never saw these people before in my life. Thank you, and good night.
We'll burn them.
Oh, great, and then the smoke drifts everywhere and half the neighborhood gets stoned.
Well, we can dig a big hole and bury them.
Yeah, and next year a whole new crop comes up.
Call me.
Thanks for your help, Larry. Okay, I got an idea, Chrissy.
What?
We'll put this out on the balcony and get the cat next door to come visit it. Well, that's how you lost your fern.
I think we should go to the police and ask their advice.
No way. No police. Chrissy, I feel funny.
That's because you've been drinking all that beer.
No, I mean, coming here is a big mistake.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
I was afraid of that.
You shouldn't bring those bikes in here.
Well, we can't leave them in front of the police station. They'll get stolen.
What do you want?
What do we want? Okay, my name is...
You don't have to tell him your name.
That's true. I don't have to tell you my name.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, anyway. Officer.
Nail these things down.
Officer, if I may, we just dropped in to ask a few questions on behalf of a friend. You don't know him.
I don't know you either.
Well, you'd like him if you did. He's very honest, loyal, sincere.
Officer, what I meant is, if my friend, you know, committed some kind of offense without meaning to commit that offense.
What he means is, if his friend was innocent, would he still be guilty?
Of what?
Of what he didn't do.
Huh?
Chrissy, you know, I think we shouldn't bother the sergeant with this unimportant thing, so why don't we just mosey?
Wait a minute. Now, you said offense. What kind of offense?
Oh, well, it's anything. Could be anything, you know. Parking, income tax, possession of drugs, no driving license.
Drugs?
Well, he didn't say drugs.
What kind of drugs? What did you mean by possession?
It's a plant.
Someone's planted drugs on you?
No. No.
Possession of drugs is a very serious crime.
Well, off...
Now, suppose you tell me what it's all about.
No. Well, officer, I didn't want to bother you. You know, it's just a hypo...
Hypodermic!
Oh, look, let's just forget it. I mean, I'm just here to compile information for this book I'm biting, so let's get out of here, Chrissy.
Just a minute. Are you riding those bicycles to your home?
Just the one. It's a little joke. I'm such a zany madcap kind of... No, I can't ride both of them home, so I'm just going to take... She has to get home somehow, so she's going to take the girl's bike, and I'll take the one with the bar, which is the boy's bike.
Have you been drinking?
Who, me?
No.
Well, just some homemade beer.
No. Did you know that it's against the law to ride a bicycle while under the influence?
You're kidding.
I think I'd like you to take a breath test.
No, officer, I can breathe just fine. See?
Don't want to take a breath test, eh? Fine, sir. Can you feel this?
Not from here.
In there.
See ya.
I told you you shouldn't be drinking that dumb beer. Oh.
You didn't have to tell the cop that I'd been drinking it.
Tell him he could smell your breath before you opened your mouth.
Chrissy, I'm going to have to go to court. I'll be fined. It'll be weeks before I see my bike again.
Jack.
I love that bike. The cops will probably be riding it all around L.A. Oh, it's going to need new tires and a new horn.
Jack, we still haven't decided what we're going to do about those plants.
Oh, chop them up and put them down the garbage disposal.
It doesn't work.
Get Roper to fix it.
Roper? Oh, I forgot all about Roper.
Well, he is forgettable.
No, I just remembered Mrs. Roper is using one of the marijuana plants in her flower arrangement.
Oh, boy, we better go warn her.
It's too late. They're at the exhibition already.
That's my teacher, Stanley. Mm. Oh. She's one of the judges. Right. Straighten up. Try to look interested.
But I'm not interested.
Then try to look alive.
Oh, give me those.
Look at the way you're dressed. Did you remember to wear clean shorts?
Why, are they judging them, too?
Oh, that's a beautiful effort, Miss Riley. Quite poetic. Get a shot. The local press is here.
Oh, yeah?
Don't smile.
Makes you look simple-minded.
The telephone for me. Oh, no. But what, Stanley, what am I going to do? I'm wanting on the phone and Here, you take it.
What if they take a picture while I'm gone?
So don't hurry back.
Hello. Who? Hello, Chrissy. Mrs. Roper has a what in her arrangement? A can of what? Can of bis? What's that? Oh, cannabis. So? What? What? I know it's illegal. Oh, my God. Helen,
no, she's not now, here. Stanley. I'm next.
But what if they find that
Be
stuff
quiet,
in there?
Helen, Stanley, you don't. The teacher's coming.
Helen, shh.
Oh, yes, Symphony of the Wild Flowers. Ah, really, it's very unusual, Mrs. Roper. Perhaps a little ragged. Not your best work. But you'll improve. You'll improve. Keep at it. You know what they say. Practice makes perfect. Why, Stanley? Why?
I didn't want him to see that plant.
Really? Why? It's such a fascinating little fellow.
What?
Yes, it's called False Aurelia.
False Aurelia, not cannabis?
Cannabis? Oh, dear me. We do have a lot to learn, haven't we?
Poor Mrs. Roper. But I don't understand where you guys got the idea that this stuff was cannabis.
Well, Larry said it was.
Larry? You believed Larry? This is obviously not cannabis. It's False Aurelia.
Well, it's obvious to you. You work in a flower shop, but we don't know anything.
Well, all you have to do is compare it.
Go with what?
With this. This is cannabis.
Get it away from me.
I don't want it.
I'm throwing this out the door, off the balcony. I don't want this in our house anymore. Happy birthday!
Look at this picture. I'll be a laughing stock of the whole town.
Well, you should be used to that by now.
What? Oh! So it was your fault. The picture was taken.
Wait,
you hit me in the head, the guy standing right in front of me.
We've got time for a surprise. Nobody meant any harm here. See, Mrs. Roper, Jack and Chrissy were only trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mrs. Roper, please don't cry. Mr. Roper was only trying to protect you. And now you guys are mad at each other because of a silly misunderstanding. So why don't you two just kiss and make up?
Oh, hey, Stanley, that's a good idea. Give me a kiss.
What?
There.
Oh. What are you doing?
Married 20 years and he still doesn't know.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.